One of the four persons allegedly involved in a burglary in Pettis County earlier this year is due in court this afternoon. Online court documents state 22-year-old Pijay Didas of Lamont is scheduled for a hearing at 1:30 at the Pettis County Circuit Court in Sedalia. Joyter Meski, age 22, of Sedalia, is scheduled for a hearing at 1:30 p.m. on Tuesday, June 6th. Each faces a Class B felony for burglary in the first degree for allegedly breaking into a residence at Frog Hollow Apartments in Lamont on January 21st. Online court documents also state Alan Didas, who spent a few weeks in the hospital recovering from his wound, has been charged with a Class B felony for burglary in the first degree and a Class A felony for stealing. His future court date is still pending. Court documents also say a fourth suspect, Alexander Alexander of Sedalia, pleaded guilty to a Class B felony for burglary in the first degree and a Class D felony for forgery and three misdemeanors on April 3rd. He was sentenced to 5 years in the Department of Corrections. However, the sentence was suspended and Alexander was placed on 5 years supervised probation. Four residents, including three children, all of the Sunshine State, were injured in a traffic crash in Lafayette County yesterday. A report from the Missouri State Highway Patrol says the crash occurred as a westbound vehicle driven by 26-year-old Ashlyn Jean of Tampa traveled off the left side of the interstate, struck the median cable, continued through the median, across the interstate, struck the guardrail, and came to rest in the left lane of the interstate. While Jean reportedly was not injured, four passengers in the vehicle, including children ages 7, 6, and 5, all of Tampa, and 23-year-old Kenesha Crumity of Tampa, each suffered minor injuries. They were transported by Odessa and Higginsville EMS to a hospital in Independence for treatment. Each of the vehicle's occupants reportedly was wearing a safety device. The crash happened around 12:30 p.m. at the 47-mile marker on I-70. A stretch of roadway in Lafayette County is scheduled to be closed for the next 30 days or so. According to a release from the Lafayette County Sheriff's Department this morning, Oakwood Road between Mayberry Road and Missouri Highway 131 will be closed the next month for bridge replacement. Drivers will need to seek an alternate route while work is being carried out. And several area city government meetings are scheduled to be held tonight. The Higginsville Board of Aldermen is scheduled to discuss the street improvement project during a regular session meeting. According to the agenda, the board is also scheduled to talk about the annexation of Wooden Houston Bank and the amendment to a community assistance program agreement with the Missouri Department of Conservation. A closed executive session is scheduled to discuss legal and real estate and personal matters. The meeting is scheduled to begin at 6 p.m. at City Hall, located 1922 Main Street. And the Concordia Board of Aldermen is scheduled to hear a status update on the city entrance project during their regular session meeting. According to the agenda, the board is also scheduled to consider an ordinance to impose the motor fuel tax of a 1 cent per gallon, with collection to begin June 1st if passed. A closed executive session is scheduled to discuss legal matters. The meeting is scheduled to begin at 7 p.m. in room 203 of the community building located at 802 South Gordon Street. KMMO News Time is 12:35. Tamara Lynn Tammy Branch, age 69, of Stover, died on Saturday. At Tamara's request, there will be no services. McLaughlin Funeral Chapel in Sedalia is in charge of arrangements. A celebration of life service for 72-year-old Cheryl Minning of Sedalia, who died Tuesday, will be at 7:30 tonight at Heckert Funeral Home in Sedalia, where the family received friends beginning at 6 o'clock. A funeral mass for 75-year-old Lenny Bolin, formerly of Waverly, who died May 9th, will be at 10 a.m. tomorrow at St. Peter Catholic Church in Marshall. Burial will follow at St. John's Cemetery in Dover. A prayer service with visitation to follow will be held from 6 to 8 o'clock tonight at Campbell Lewis Funeral Home in Marshall. Funeral services for 75-year-old Norma Lee Perkins of Sedalia, who died Friday, will be at 11 a.m. tomorrow at Our Savior Lutheran Church in Sedalia, where the family receive friends beginning at 10 a.m. Heckert Funeral Home in Sedalia is in charge of arrangements. Funeral services for 73-year-old Henry White of Marshall, who died Thursday, will be at 11 a.m. tomorrow at the Life Church in Slater, where visitation begins at 10 a.m. H.T. May & Son Funeral Home in Boonville is in charge of arrangements. Funeral services for 79-year-old Harry Jean William Balky of Coal Camp, who died Thursday, will be held at 10:30 a.m. on Wednesday at Trinity Lutheran Church in Cole Camp, where the family received friends beginning at 5:30 p.m. and a prayer service at 7 p.m. tomorrow. Burial will follow Wednesday service at the church cemetery. Fox Funeral Home in Cole Camp is in charge of arrangements. Funeral service for 85-year-old Mabel Childs of Sedalia, who died Friday, will be at 10:30 a.m. on Wednesday at Ray Funeral Chapel in Sedalia, where visitation begins at 9:30. Burial will follow at Highland Sacred Gardens. Funeral service for 78-year-old Dean Craig of Blue Springs, who died yesterday, will be at 1 p.m. on Wednesday at Somerville Funeral Home in Salisbury, where visitation begins at 11 a.m. Burial with full military honors will follow in Fitzgerald Cemetery near Bynumville. A graveside service for 86-year-old Evelyn Lucille Groves of Sedalia, who died Thursday, will be at 3 p.m. on Wednesday at Crown Hill Cemetery in Sedalia. Ray Funeral Chapel in Sedalia is in charge of arrangements. Graveside services for 76-year-old Mary Lou Brown of Deepwater, who died on Saturday, will be at 11 a.m. on Thursday at Fairview Cemetery in Sweet Springs. Campbell Lewis Funeral Home in Sweet Springs is in charge of arrangements. Funeral service for 77-year-old Linda Yoakum of Richmond, who died Saturday, will be at 3 p.m. on Thursday at Thurman Funeral Home in Richmond, where visitation begins at 1. Burial will be at Prairie Ridge Cemetery west of Polo. You can view the funeral notices and obituaries as well as news stories 24 hours a day on our website, KMMO.com. That's a look at the news at this hour on KMMO. I'm Kyle Yaunt.